The sun sets at around about just after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and as the sun sets, so the moon will rise on the opposite side of the sky in the east. Now, the thing with the supermoon is, it's actually called a perigee moon. Perigee meaning the closest point to the Earth of the moon. Now, what we're seeing is the moon, throughout its orbit, swings. It's an elliptical orbit, so it swings in and swings out. And sometimes it comes in very close, and other times not so close. But luckily this time it's kind of come in to around about 221,500 miles, which is pretty close for the moon. So what you're going to see is pretty much a normal moon, except it's going to be around about 14% bigger and around about 30% brighter. You don't need any equipment. You better see this with the naked eye, providing you have a very clear east through south view. So providing you have an uninterrupted view towards the south, you'll see the moon. You won't be able to miss it, providing, of course, the sky is clear. The phrase supermoon seems to be a fairly new phenomenon. We get these perigee moons all the time. It's just that sometimes, as in this case, it's incredibly close, so it's going to appear slightly larger and brighter. The last time it was this close and this bright was 1948, and the next time is going to be 2034. So it's quite unusual.